Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Was that not the greatest football game ever played in the history of the NFL yesterday in the B-Lo? I even tweeted about it.
That's the kind of
stuff. To you, I tweeted.
You did. That's the kind of stuff that, like, you remember when you were growing up? Listen, in the 80s, you used to watch those NFL films of, like, the slow motion with the music in the background.
Right.
That's, like, the type of game that they would always want for those kind of productions. Like, the snow was
falling.
It was crazy. 94 combined rushes. Nobody could throw the football, as we know. Even though the Bills scored on a touchdown pass to Kelvin Benjamin, which
that was a great pass from Peterman.
And do you think Peterman has woken up yet?
He got his bell rung, right?
Oh,
welcome
Peterman.
To the NFL.
Welcome to the NFL, Peterman. He got laid out.
So before I forget, remember, Chris, we got to talk because I got early dementia from too many hits to the head, bong hits. Tell me, we got to talk about Savage being allowed to go back in that football game. So go back to the Bills game for a minute.
I
thought Webb's pass, the bomb that he threw at the end of the game that the guy caught, that was unbelievable. The guy falling backwards in a blizzard, and there was, what'd they say, 17 inches of snow?
It was unbelievable.
How much snow was there? 17 inches?
I think it was just around there, yeah.
Are you kidding me? It was accumulating
on the field so rapidly.
How did that guy catch that ball?
I have no idea. And I'm glad we won that game because I had a huge beef with how long they let Vinatieri and all those Colt players clean
scrape
off that
field.
Because on the extra point, there's no play clock. I don't believe there's a play clock on the extra point. So they had all day, and then the timeout was called. They had even longer. It was like 5 minutes they let the Colts clear off that area.
Did you think that, like, because I bet on the Bills, and I hit on them. I know you don't bet on the Bills, but I did. And I couldn't believe that, isn't Hauschka their guy? I thought, like, I didn't think that it was going to be, believe it or not, a 25-yard shady run in a blizzard
in
20 inches of snow to that scamper for the touchdown, and then just the glorious celebration with fans throwing snowballs. I saw that once before. Was it at Giant Stadium where they all threw the snowballs after they won?
Well, no, they were throwing them at a loss.
That was a loss. The Giants lost that day.
They were throwing them at the Giants that day.
But that was the same kind of thing where the snow was flying everywhere and the snow angels and everything. That was the greatest scene I've ever, like, that I can even remember yesterday when they won that. Did you think that they were going to, I thought they were going to have to try a Hauschka kick to win it in overtime because there was no time left.
When McDermott made the decision to punt the football on their side of the field, I think it was fourth and two or three. I forget what the yardage was, and that where they pinned the Colts back at the 2 or 3 yard line in the middle of the overtime. At that point, I kind of thought, this game's going to end in a tie. Nobody's going to score here. This clock's just going to run. They're running the football. And then Shady busted through. Like you said, they were setting up to maybe get Hauschka as close as
possible. So were you at the party when this happened?
Yes.
And were you watching the game?
Everything stopped.
So when the party was going on and it was a celebration and Olivia, the Queen's honor, and then you're off drinking shots, nuts and bolts, and watching the Bills, was there any flack that you received from the women, your mother, your wife, hot Nicole? Was there any flack?
I did get a little bit, like, you know, we're trying to get the food out, or we're trying
never
to get ready
tolerate
for the cake.
Flack when you're watching.
And
payday.
I told her, I said, nothing happens until this game's over down here. Once the Bills are over, let the cake come out, whatever you want to do then. I said, we got to finish this down here. Because as the game got later, and it was closer.
You had a stripper come out of a cake?
And the Colts, yeah, exactly. And the Colts were going for that too. A large crowd had gathered around that TV because it had become such an interesting game, and they were giving me the business. They wanted to see the Bills blow it.
Does your dad think you're crazy the way you root for the Bills? Who does he root for?
He's a Ram fan.
Rams?
Yeah, he's a fan of the Rams.
How the hell did that happen?
In the 70s, he was a fan of, like, Ferragamo. He was a fan of those Ram teams, so.
I think he told me that before. What, so, and then they went, when you saw Shady bust out, you knew he was gone.
Shots all around.
Did you go crazy?
Yes, I was pumped because we're still alive. We're still in the mix here because the Titans, they suck
but
right now.
You're in a playoff spot now.
Right, but the Ravens have such an easy schedule.
So what do you
schedule.
Have left? What do you have left?
Dolphins at home.
I like them.
At New England. At Miami. They have to beat the Dolphins twice to get to 9. This will be it for the Dolphins tonight. If they win this game, they're going to shut down the rest of the season.
You don't really believe that, do you?
No. In fact, I already know how it's going to play out. The Bills will win this week. They'll beat Miami in Buffalo. They'll lose to New England. Titans will lose a couple games. They'll have an opportunity week 17 in Miami to get their first playoff berth in 18 years.
Are the Titans the worst? What are they, 8-4? Are they 8-5
now? They have 8 wins right now.
Are they not the worst 8-win? Like, because they're
terrible.
They're in it, but are they not the worst 8-win team you've seen?
They stink. And I don't care if Mariota's hurt or not. They might lose to the 49ers this week.
Chris, do you think the Bills will make the playoffs? Are you, of those 3 games left, are you buying what he's selling?
No. 17 years for a reason, pal.
So they'll choke.
I mean, how many times have they been in this situation before?
Not many.
Not really any. So they'll choke.
I mean, how many times have they been in this situation before?
Not many.
Not really any. All the other years they had no chance.
Not many. Only once have they gone to the last game of the season in the last 18 years with a chance. That was against the Steelers backups in 2005.
So that makes this game on Sunday
an absolute
must win.
Must win.
And who's playing in that game? Is it Webb?
Well, they're hoping that Taylor's
going to
be.
Where the hell did that guy come from?
Remember when he started that playoff game for the Vikings a few years ago?
Yeah, where did he come from, this guy?
He was in the Carolina system, and McDermott and Bean knew him from there, and they brought him in as one of their guys.
So now he's the only one left standing, right? Who do they have?
They said today that it's looking like Tyrod's going to be ready for Sunday. So they should have Tyrod for Sunday.
So they'll go Tyrod and Webb 1-2?
Yes, I don't think Peterman's going to be ready.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.